Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, Oswalds, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls that are tuning in today. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be covering they, the corrupt, promote the crime, they incarcerate. Did you know that 500 out of every 100,000 people are incarcerated in this country? We have the highest incarceration rate in the world. So they promote the crime, they incarcerate, right? They play the problem solvers, then they incriminate their political opposition. It's exactly the cycle of what's going on here. It's Hegelian dialectic in so many different ways. You can call it whatever you want to call it, friends. I mean, they got all these names made up for these systems of destruction, Cloward, Piven, the list goes on. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, friends, what's happening in front of our face right now is all by design, okay? And we're going to expose it for what it is. I'm going to show you who's promoting the crimes. I'm going to show you who then incarcerates. Then I'm going to show you who plays the problem solvers. And then I'm also going to show you as to who the responsible party is when it comes to them incriminating their political opposition because they created along the way, okay? Before we get to that, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ here. Put that up against Romans 12:2 when you get a moment. Now, folks, you know how I continuously tell you that they every week have to highlight another high-profile individual to remind you of the created plandemic called COVID-19, regardless of the facts. Isn't it interesting how the tsunami keeps going forward, isn't it? Destroying everything in its path. They have not stopped yet, Americans, because the American people haven't, at this point, meant what they said. And here we are today. But now, the new one is, according to the NPR, they want you to know, Ozzy Osbourne has now been diagnosed with COVID-19. Oh, tell me it isn't so. Tell me it isn't so. Isn't that insane? Ozzy's got it? Man, you'd have thought he'd have gotten it a long time ago due to the fact that this guy likes to bite heads off of bats. That's a fact, AccuJack. Why would they promote Ozzy Osbourne as another individual? Because they want to get to the younger group to remind them of this propped up, promulgated plandemic. That's why. You know, instead of the people going back to the old past found in Jeremiah 6:16, and by the way, we see that the world loves its own, don't we? John 15:19, and we see that that which is highly esteemed among men, of course, it's an abomination in the sight of God and his children, no doubt about it. That's also in Luke 16:15. But isn't it crazy, friends, that they have to remind and now target the youth that the plandemic is alive and well? Friends, I'm here to tell you again, go to health news, healthimpactnews.com, and you will find out just the opposite is the truth that they are promulgating. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. We got to wake up to what's going on here, friends, because it's all a plandemic, another created crisis. And again, they want to remind you that Ozzy now has it. You know, you got to ask the question, what kind of kids are these people raising up? And I'm talking about this present generation. You know, Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by her children. In other words, don't complain about your reflection, older generation, concerning the younger generation, because you're responsible for the ones that have trained them up, regardless if it was you in particular or you allowing someone else to raise up your kid, namely your sworn enemies within the public school indoctrination centers, where they're illegally being indoctrinated by the federal government through the violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Bradley, you sound like a madman. Much study does that, doesn't it? Much study does that. But with that said, friends, I want you to think about this. Instead of going back to the old past, listen to how this works, okay? John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that decadence follows luxury. Did you hear me? Decadence follows luxury. In other words, don't forget God in your posterity, because that will be to your own destruction, right? That's found in Deuteronomy 6 and also in that of Deuteronomy verse 8. I just want to go over there. I believe it's Deuteronomy 6:12. I want to make sure I'm right. And let me see. What do I have, Bradley? Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Listen to this parable, if you will. Camels are on the horizon. The founder of Dubai, Sheikh Rashid, was asked about the future of his country, and he replied, "My grandfather rode a camel. My father rode a camel. I ride in a Mercedes. My son rides in a Landover, and my grandson is also going to ride in a Landover. But my great-grandson, he's going to have to ride a camel again." Well, why is that, he was asked. His reply was, "Hard times create strong men, and strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Hello. Weak men create difficult times. Hello. Many will not understand it, but you have to raise warriors, not parasites." And add to that historical reality that all great empires, the Persians, the Trojans, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, and later years, the British, all rose and perished within 240 years. They were not conquered by external enemies. They rotted from within. In other words, they were judged by God. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. America has now surpassed that 240-year mark, and the rot is starting to be visible and is accelerating. We are past the Mercedes and Landover years. The camels are on the horizon. Yes, indeed they are. The greatest generation consisted of 18-year-olds, 18-year-old kids, might I add, storming the beaches at Normandy. And now, two generations later, some 18-year-old kids want to hide in a safe room where they then hear words that hurt their feelings. They're protected from that. They also want free stuff from the government because they think that they're entitled to it, forgetting it's the people that empower the government to have wealth in the first place, called taxpayers, those that work. And the government, what do? They give to those that don't work, illegally. The camels are on the horizon for sure. Something to ponder. History has a way of repeating itself. Let me say it this way. D.H. Lawrence said, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I was just talking about what sort of children are being raised up. And of course, I was highlighting the fact that Ozzy Osbourne is now the newly infected COVID-19 recipient of the week. And every week they got to remind us. Last week it was Kamala Harris, remember? And every week it's somebody new. They got to keep reminding you this is how they prop up their lies. And this is how they get away with it, friends. Is people actually drink that Kool-Aid, all the while knowing and considering the source, John 8:44, that they're nothing short of a bunch of mentally ill reprobates that are liars, and that's all they do is promulgate lie after lie. And they live in a world of deception that they have created, only at the end of the day that will take them straight to hell. That's their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. Nobody made it for them. And the condemnation is theirs, John 3, verse 17, because they chose not to believe, which is a verb. It's an action word. To believe is to adhere to the Christ and obey him because you love him, because you see what he did on the cross for you, right? Now, with that said, speaking of the up-and-coming generations and how history repeats itself, someone said the other day, Bradley, it's like we're going back into the dark times. And I said, we absolutely are. We're in reverse right now because those that claim to be the light aren't reproving the darkness and they're allowing the darkness to overtake the light. I'm here to tell you that Scripture is the only light that we have in this world. And if you allow that to go out, you deserve the darkness that's going to what? I don't want to use the word encapsulate. But that darkness is going to blind you by allowing it to happen. And by the way, Scripture will hold you according to the Word of God. Scripture tells us that you'll be held accountable for what you allow. You would be an accomplice to what you allow. Now listen to this. For those that think that this is just way out there, speaking of the up-and-coming generation, you guys, I'm sure, have heard of Megan Fox. She's a sick cookie. She thinks she's one of the good girls in Hollywood. And Hollywood pretty much ousted her, and then she joins the ranks at the hip with another guy. Machine Gun. What's his name, Sam? Machine Gun Kelly? Is that what his name is, the rapper? Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly. And, folks, I'm just telling you, these are people that you wouldn't even give your time to 20 years ago, but now for some reason the cameras are all about them because they love to mock the Christ at every step of the way, right? What am I saying? Well, you know, the Bible tells us that the star was in the east where the wise men followed it. Well, now they put the stars in the west in Hollywood, and then they make a boulevard of them, and they name the fallen stars that they want you to follow. Okay, and let me tell you, they're not over the Christ. They're over the devils, in many cases, which are not here any longer, are now eating the fruit of their own ways. Once again, Galatians 6:7. But again, we have a Megan Fox and a Machine Gun Kelly. And again, talking about our up-and-comings, and this is what they're putting up in the face of the next generation that's up-and-coming behind them, as if it wasn't bad enough. What are you talking about? Well, is it true that you drink each other's blood after that of Machine Gun Kelly proposing? And I want you to hear this, because if you think for one moment that Satanism hasn't taken over the minds of those that have sold their soul because they want the world, because they believe the lie that Satan would give it all to them. Scripture does tell us that in Matthew 4:19. But the fact of the matter is, everything belongs to my daddy, just for the record. But these are people that have been deceived, and that they believe that for some reason or another that they're lighting the path for others to follow. Like Elon Musk, some guiding star. And people actually believe the globalist, right? But let's get over to Megan Fox, and I want you to hear this because it came directly out of her mouth. It's nothing that we said, nor was it anything that we had to say, because Megan Fox, who's raising up her child as a transgender, no such thing. I want you to, that's only one step into degradation, but look at, let's take it a step further and see what she does with her spare time, along with her and that loser, literally a loser, who all the well knows what he's doing, which defines him out as being wicked. He knows to do right, but he chooses to do the wrong thing. What are they doing in their spare time? Check this out. This is Megan Fox.
Blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops. But yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason, and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. Let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
Yeah, they're just some sick people, and they're enjoying what they call fame as they sell their soul. And again, what begs the question is, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And that's exactly what these people are doing. And just think, the cameras are there to lead the young people, the up-and-coming generation. Can you imagine if it's like this now in the present, what it's going to be like in 10 years and in 20 years and in 30 years? If the people don't get a hold of their young people and shut their televisions off and quit supporting this garbage, this witchcraft, because that's exactly what it is. I didn't say it. They said it. Leviticus 17:11 tells us that the life is in the blood. And we're not supposed to drink the blood or eat the blood, because the Lord reminds us over and over and over again that the life is in the blood. This is why many of the globalists drink the children's blood, because they think that they'll live forever. Well, I'm here again to tell you, spoil your little party, you little pagans, that no man is able to save his soul alive. Okay. In other words, when it's your time, you're done. Period. Just ask all of those that have gone before you. Has it worked for them, dummies? Absolutely not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Did that happen? Oh, absolutely it did, just like the Word of God told them. The Word of God is immutable. It's unchangeable. It's infallible. It will never fail. And if there's one thing that history teaches us, first and foremost, friends, it's just that. I got new information. This week I had shared with my listeners and those that are on social media platforms concerning Disney. And Disney wants us all to know that in spite of and in regardless of the Disney employees being exposed for crimes against children over and over and over and over again, They say that a new poll now suggests that the people want daycare so they can enjoy the theme parks. In other words, what they're saying is Disney's saying, this is adding insult to injury, spitting in the face of those that even had taken the time to go to their parks. This is how they treat their customers. But they said, they didn't say, we were sorry for what we've done in the last 5 and 6 decades in this country, trying to brainwash, trying to groom children for pedophiles. No, we're not sorry for any of that, they say. They're now saying that a poll was taken. Never trust the polls. Now they're saying that a poll was taken, and they're saying that the adults in America, a majority of them, want Disney employees to take their children into the daycare and babysit for them while daddy and mommy go off and enjoy the theme parks. I'm not making this up. I'm not making it up. Anybody sick and tired of this yet? Regardless of how bad it's been for all of the parks, well, some will say, Bradley, has it been that bad for parks? Oh, it's been really bad for the parks. Matter of fact, I'll show you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go to beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. And I'm here to show you that I get these all the time. I am solicited constantly. 200 to 300 emails a day at least, pages I've never subscribed from. But Universal Friends is practically giving away rooms and packages for you to come to their parks. But Disney wants you to know that, listen, you know, the parks are so packed right now, which is a total lie. They reported earlier this week that there's 5 times the capacity that the park can hold. So what I did, just to prove the point once again that the opposite is true as to what they're telling you, because 9 times out of 10, friends, that's exactly how it's played out. They're telling you the opposite, Isaiah 5:20. And again, consider there's no truth in them, John 8:44, right? Because they are of their father, the devil. That's who is the author of lies. But with that said, friends, 5 times the capacity. There's so many people going there right now that they just don't know what to do. And this is all in the face of the last child trafficking sex sting operation with that of SeaWorld, Universal, and Disney. Do you see what they're doing? They're telling you now, instead of there's kickback coming from the people, and they're not telling you about the 350,000 people that have already canceled their timeshares. No, they come back and they throw it in your face. Look at the parks. They're totally packed. Look at this. Now they're saying Disney's packed parks leaves guests struggling. There's nothing we can do. Don't believe a word of it, friends. Don't believe a word of it. They're trying to defend themselves and cast it into your teeth. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Emergency crews continue to conduct secondary searches in Andover, Kansas after a tornado struck the area. About 1,000 buildings were in the storm's approximately 3.5-mile path. At the height of the storm, more than 15,000 homes were without power. People are being asked to stay away from these storm-damaged areas. Ukrainian officials say despite heavy shelling, Russian forces have failed to take three key areas in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Western governments continue to funnel weapons to Ukrainian forces. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked back a number of recent comments about nuclear war, telling a Saudi-owned news channel that Russia does not consider itself to be at war with NATO. Tech stocks tanked Wall Street, the Nasdaq with its biggest monthly loss since 2008, the S&P 500 with its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Federal prosecutors secured a second guilty plea with a member of the Oath Keepers for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Brian Ulrich admitted Friday he was part of the group that was seen ascending the east steps of the Capitol in military-style stacked formation. The 44-year-old from Georgia pleaded guilty to two felony charges, both which carry up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. As part of his plea deal, Ulrich agreed to provide substantial cooperation to the government, including testifying before a grand jury and at trial, as well as sitting for interviews with the government upon request. A former Idaho state lawmaker was convicted of rape Friday. Aaron Fawn Ellinger was a state representative until Thursday when he resigned after an ethics committee voted unanimously to recommend his censure. The trial was dramatic as the 19-year-old victim fled the witness stand during testimony. The 39-year-old Ellinger was found guilty of raping the legislative intern in his apartment after the two had dinner last year. He'll be sentenced in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I need to do this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I need you to see this for yourself so this can just add to the heightened truth in which I'm bringing forth to condemn the criminals and those that mean to promote them, because we see what's going on across the boards. Disney's being called out right now for grooming children, for pedophiles. There's a lot of protests going on, but in the face of all that, they're slapping their constituents in the face. Those that have patronized their parks, and they're saying to them, there's so many people here right now, we don't even know what to do with them. Okay, I want you to check this out. This sheriff is second to none, then, friends, and do keep this in mind. This is a good sheriff doing his job, and I want you to listen concerning the Operation Madness, Sadness, it's called, March Sadness. This is not the first time this has happened. This has happened several times at SeaWorld concerning their employees, at Universal concerning their employees, and at Disney, okay? And keep in mind, when you're listening to this and watching this, this is what is happening, and this is what Disney and Universal and these other parks are trying to suppress right now concerning the truth of what's going on. You ready for this? This is craziness.
The sheriff's office defined 108 people trying to buy or sell sex in Polk County.
Then there's Xavier Jackson. He's 27.
He is accused of sending sexual images to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, did I mention that he just happens to be a lifeguard at the Polynesian Resort for Disney?
Oh.
You think there's a few children around there?
Sheriff Grady Judd identified several other Disney employees accused of soliciting a prostitute.
This is the Honorable Daniel Peters.
Judge.
Sheriff Judd said Peters is a retired judge from Cook County, Illinois, who thought he was meeting up with an escort.
He said, quote, I've been on the other side of this. Well, I'd like to ask him today, so which side do you like best?
Yeah.
In one case, detectives had to reschedule a meeting. The sheriff says Bradenton Seth Phillips demanded money anyway and showed up at the house with his girlfriend and a gun.
We open the door with four of our guys with guns, and he's got a gun above his head. He's coming down with his gun. Christina saves his life by jumping in front of him.
Nobody was hurt, but they were both taken into custody.
Okay, so that's what's
thanks for watching our YouTube.
That's
channel.
Really what's happening, and that's what they mean to suppress. But in the face of that, friends, they're telling you Disney packed parks leave guests struggling. This is brand new. There's nothing we can do. There's so many people. We're overwhelmed. Well, I did my homework, friends, and this is what I meant to tell you last segment. But I did my homework. I called. This guy just highlighted one of these pedophiles that was exposed at the Polynesian. Right next to that is something called the Grand Floridian. Okay, I called the Grand Floridian because that's the go-to hotel in Florida. It's right where Magic Kingdom is. Okay, and it's crazy money even to stay there. Crazy money. Okay, so I called the Grand Floridian. Everyone wants to stay there. I called them last week, right after I seen this false report, this propaganda. I said, ma'am, I'm just curious. I said, can I get a hotel room for tonight? She looked. She didn't say no right away. We were sold out. She said, oh, no, it looks like I can get you one tomorrow night. Let me tell you something, friends. At the Grand Floridian, that just doesn't happen. In other words, there's not as many people there as they want you to believe are there. This is a slap in the face to the American people wanting you to believe that there's so many people going to their parks right now that they don't know what to do with them. Okay? Oh, and it's not just Disney. This is also cinemablend.com going to bat as propagandists and useful idiots for the other park, Universal. Dang, Universal theme parks made an incredible amount of money last quarter with no signs of slowing down. I'll say it again. They said, dang, Universal theme parks made an incredible amount of money last quarter. Hey, folks, the facts just don't line up, do they? They don't. Because what they're saying in the media and what is really happening behind closed doors, like all of these coupons to get out there so you can save 30 to 40% to get back to their parks, just doesn't line up, does it? Nope. That's why we always cross-check what we're told to the mainstream media, because again, 9 times out of 10, you're being lied to. You're being lied to, okay? And here we are again. I want to tell you a couple more things before we get to our main topic. They promote the crime, they incarcerate, they play the problem solvers, and then incriminate political opposition. You ready for this? Pfizer, Moderna, it's another big pharma company. They're all in it together, friends. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Moderna wants to start shooting experimental jabs into children now. You all know this because they're trying to promote it like it's the norm, right? Well, I just highlighted on yesterday's show that Health Impact News just reported that 43,898 people are dead from the experimental jabs. 4,190,493 have been injured following COVID-19. This is in Europe alone, okay? I'm on social media platforms right now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Did you see this? There's over a 1,000% increase in vaccine deaths, as they call it, and injuries following Pfizer COVID-19. 2 weeks ago, we highlighted the fact that AstraZeneca, the very CEO, told people that not everybody should get their said experimental jabs. And why would they, right? And, gosh, I mean, you seriously have to laugh, friends, because if you don't, you're going to go insane. Because this is the information that you have to update and sharing with the American people as they do their best, for the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, try to shut down in their minds and deceive themselves into believing that somehow or another that this is not really happening, when in fact it is happening. But this is what I want you to see, okay? Social media platforms, 156 cities, listen carefully. Health Impact News, 17,500% increase in heart disease in children following COVID-19 vaccines, and they reported that this is not rare. It's not rare. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Did you see who's profiting from all of this? Because this is brand new, too. Big Pharma Pfizer to become $100 billion behemoth next year thanks to COVID-19 drug and vaccine analyst. Just think about that. Do you get that? Pfizer to become $100 billion behemoth next year thanks to COVID-19. That's all you have to see, friends, as to who profits from the crisis that's created. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do is ask the question, who's profiting from this crisis? Well, I just highlighted who's profiting from this crisis. And I'm asking the American people, are you paying attention again to what's going on? 53 countries. I know that many of you are already awake. I'm just doing my best over here to awaken the American people that, again, are still trying to figure out if they're being told by these repeat criminals concerning the truth, when in fact they're not. But they still haven't figured that out, my friends, over in foreign countries. You say what you will. Bradley, that's a slap in the face. No, it's not. If it's a slap in the face, it's a slap in the face to wake you up. I mean, if I'm going to go over a cliff and somebody stops me and they're yelling at me before I go over the end of the cliff, am I going to be mad at them or am I going to thank them? Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned, right? My goodness. Hey, folks, we got a T-shirt online right now that comes to my aid, and it is given unto us by William Pitt the Younger. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. Hey, folks, we have a crisis on our hands. This is what we need to do, and we need to move it through quickly. It's the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Now available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, so this is what's happening in America. Pfizer made over $100 billion. They're going to be the biggest behemoth next year thanks to the said virus. And isn't it interesting how at this time they're trying to assert constitutional law by empowering those in bureaucracies to administer administrative law, which is null and void when it comes to constitutional law. This is where they come in through totalitarian means and they try to force you to get a vaccination. It's against the law. It's what Adolf Hitler did, just so you know. Okay, going on to the next point, Epoch Times reported exclusive. Did you know that those that are actually trying to, through force, authoritarian, totalitarian, whatever you want to call it, means through administrative law like the CDC and the WHO? This is brand new news too. Hundreds of the CDC employees never received COVID-19 vaccination. But did you have to get yours, Americans? Yep, you did. And if you didn't, I high-five you, because that's all you had to do is wait for them to fire you so you could turn around and actually sue them. Is that what you waited for? I hope so, for your own good, because if that's not what you did, friends, you're in a lot of trouble, because it's just a matter of time before these things manifest. And again, going back to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what she said over 2 years ago is exactly what is happening all over the country today. Yesterday and over the week, I've been highlighting these country stars that are in their 40s and these sports stars that are in their 20s and 30s that have been falling over dead. And for some reason or another, friends, oh yes, some reason or another, when you go to see the cause of death, it says the cause of death, unknown. Have you ever seen that before? Well, you're seeing a lot of that today, friends, concerning the obvious. and take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to get to the main topic here. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, with all of this going on in this country today, I was kind of chuckling during the break because it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And as those that have been listening over the last couple of weeks, I just went through the Torah again. I just read the book of Genesis and then Exodus, and then I went through Leviticus, Numbers, and then I went through that of Deuteronomy. And now I'm in Joshua right now. And I can't find anywhere in the Torah, that which is based in common law in America, where we, by the way, are the greatest nation on the planet, no one can deny, and it's because of who our forefathers were and what it is that they established. The ecclesiastical law, canon law. Go to Williamsburg, and these reenactment historians will tell you exactly how this country was birthed. And they will tell you exactly as to how it was actually governed in this country through common law. Same thing that's in place today. The people just haven't taken the time to enforce them. And so with that said, I'm thinking through the book of Joshua, all the way throughout the five books, the Torah, the Decalogue. As I'm reading through it, I can't see any promise of defeat, except when there's an Achan in the camp. And Achan, by the way, means troubler. And Achan got the whole camp of Israel in trouble under Joshua. But when they stood up and dealt with Achan, that cursed individual, him and his family, then all of a sudden the victory is given to them again. See, the American people, they want to hold on to their sin, and they want a little piece of God in their lives, too. It doesn't work that way. Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord, James 1. Okay, and you can also rest assured, friends, that the Lord is not going to allow you to fear the Lord and serve other gods. That's not going to fly, and that is exactly what Scripture says. But that's what we're doing today. And so I'm thinking of Joshua 1, and I just read this over the last couple of days. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land. That's what we have here, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. That's what the Lord did. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance in the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Then he said in verse 7, Joshua 1, only be thou strong and very courageous, right? That thou mayest observe to do according to all God's moral law, that still applies today, his moral law, not ceremonial law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thouest may go. And then I think of verse 9, and it tells us, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever you goest. And then when you read through the book of Joshua, it tells us that not one word of God's promises failed the children of Israel. He never failed the children of Israel to drive out his enemies from before them. They were empowered by God to dispossess the wicked. Not that they were righteous. They were righteous in Christ. Outside of that, they were stiff-necked. They were rebellion, okay? Rebellious towards God. And then I get all the way up to Joshua 12, just to encourage people scripturally, because in Scripture, can we find nowhere where we're promised defeat? Oh, by the way, the cross of Christ was not a defeat. It was a victory. For those that don't understand the resurrection, read 1 Corinthians 15. That was a judgment upon the head of the God of this world. That was a victory, not a defeat. That was a victory, not a defeat. And that blood that was spilt was there to redeem us back to the Father through Jesus. That is a major victory for Christians. Okay? Now going forward, Joshua. I don't know if people know this or not, but Joshua means God's deliverance, God's deliverer. God is deliverance. And that's who Christ is. He was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil on our part. And this applies to every facet of our life. He gave man dominion over all of the earth. Okay? And that promise is to those that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. Okay? Now this is what I want you to hear. Joshua chapter 12. You know the whole chapter is spent on how many kings God wiped out through Joshua alone. You know how many there were? 31. 31 wicked kings were dispossessed before that of Joshua. And then he became old, and then of course he had to die, and then pass it off, and then we have the book of Judges. That's up next. But it shows all, it spends all the time showing the inheritance of the children of Israel and what it was that they were willing to fight for. And guess what? What it was that they were willing to fight for, they possessed. Is that still the same promises today? Yea and amen in Christ Jesus? Absolutely it is. So let me ask you something. And I speak as a man. Is God a man that he should lie? Is God a man that he should lie? Absolutely not. Should he repent? Absolutely not. The American people should repent for what they have tolerated, because now the American church is being dispossessed rather than being empowered to dispossess the enemy. It's all inverted, and that's why we're in trouble today in so many different ways. So I just thought I'd share that with you. You can also, if you got a minute and you really care about having the answers in your life, it does come through the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. But when you go back to the Old Testament, the New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old, just so you know. You can't understand part two unless you first understand part one. But if you go over to that of Exodus 22, and I'm sorry, Exodus 23, and then you go to verse, listen carefully, you go to over to verse 22, it says, but if thou shalt eat and obey his voice, indeed obey his voice, and do all that the Lord speaks through his commandments, he said, then I'll be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. If that's not the case in your life, I'm telling you right now, you better repent and get right with the Lord so you can understand who he is. He's not a defeated God. He's a victorious God. Genesis 15:3 tells us, friends, that the Lord is a man of war. Jesus came in the New Testament and said, I have not come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. He's brought division. Why? For the very purpose of dividing the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous. Put that up against going back to the Old Testament from Matthew 10:34 to Ezekiel 44:23. Because it all lines up perfectly. It's a perfect fit, the New Testament and the Old Testament are. A perfect fit. No contradictions. And I'll tell you what, after 23 years of ministry, I've not seen him fail. I didn't say it was going to be easy, but I've not seen the Lord one time fail this ministry. Not one time. Not one time. Concerning what we're talking about right now. Okay? So let's get our game on, and if we're going to call ourselves Christians, then let's understand what we're actually talking about. And let the world find their faith, not in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Let them understand chapter 2 of Psalms. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. What was the response from heaven? The Lord shall laugh upon them. He shall have them in great division. Let me say it this way. Charles Spurgeon was exactly right when he said, the world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. After 6,000 years of existence, has the church gone anywhere? Absolutely not. Never has, and it never will. Wicked men are still testing their tinfoil against a just and a holy God. Why? I have no idea. Because they're listening to the wrong voice. That's why. They're listening to the deceiver who deceives, right? Is the church still here, Americans? Is the church still here, 53 countries? Absolutely it is. And guess what? I can say this with all faith and understanding as to who he is, because I believe I have the Spirit of God. He's not going anywhere. Let me say it this way. Listen carefully, bad guys. The Lord is on his throne. This is his footstool. The earth is. Okay. The throne is in heaven. Jesus sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father. Okay, blessed be his name, and he will be in power and in control, and on that final day, you will bow your knee and confess, just like I am, as a son, as joint heirs with Christ, saying that Jesus is Lord. You will do the same regardless if you like it or not, and so will your daddy. Okay, here's the thing. He is forever. He is forever. He's not going anywhere. Okay? The world can go ahead and pound on the anvil all they want to, but it's not the anvil that's exchanged out, friends. It's not exchanged out. It's always the hammer. It's just who wants to pick it up and try it again, friends. And it all goes for naught, doesn't it? We got hour two coming up. We're going to hit it. They promote the crime. They incarcerate the responders. They play the problem solvers by what? Incriminating their political oppositions by calling them and naming them enemies of the state, when in fact, that's what they are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two, right up on the other side.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.